So we're going to study some Maharal as it relates to Bereshis Bara Elokim, Eis HaShamayim Veis HaAretz, the first pasuk in Chumash, and as it relates to the description later on in Perek Beis, pasuk Dalet, Eile Sol Dos HaShamayim V'Aretz Behi Baram B'Yem Asos HaShem Elokim Eretz V'Shamayim. Rashi, with which our photocopies begin, says, "V'loy nemar bara Hashem." It says, "Bara Elokim." Everyone knows Elokim is the name of Hashem. That's Midas Hadin, strict judgment, demanding complete fidelity to every will, wish, whim of God. Whereas Yudke Vovke is Midas Harachmim. But it says that the world was created, Elokim, Bereshis Bara Elokim, Eis HaShemayim Veis HaAretz. Rashi says, "Lenema Bara Hashem, Shebetchila Olo B'machshavo Livraisai B'midas Hadin." That is, that the original intention of the Almighty was to create the world with that characteristic of strict judgment and the demands and stricture of exactly all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks. It must be so, otherwise the world cannot exist. Well, then it won't. V'ro she'ein miskayim. That according to the strictest letter of the law, as God would have that law, the world wouldn't survive. V'hikdim midas rachamim, v'shatfala midas adin. Along came HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim to partner with Din, v'haynu d'chsiv, b'yem asois Hashem Elokim Eretz v'shamayim. So that's why later, in the retelling of the story of Bereshis, Simon Beis, Pasuk Dalet, there the Torah says that it wasn't just Elokim. It was rather, b'yem asois Hashem Elokim Eretz v'shamayim. Now, it's interesting that this Shutfus, this partnering of Rachamim and Din, is only mentioned after all of the days of Bereshis. The entire Maaseh Bereshis unfolds with Elokim. And only after the entire story of Sheshi Simei Bereshis and Shabbos does the Torah say, "B'yayim Asois Hashem Elokim Eretz V'Shamoyim." And the Maharal is a very interesting take on this. Let's see the Maharal and the Gur Aryeh on this Rashi. Sha'ala b'machshava. So the Maharal's approach here is to ask, v'im tamer mad hava hava. He wanted to make it, God intended to have a world that's entirely functioning with din only, and ultimately that's not how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world was able to survive. So that's not how the world was created. So what difference does it make? If in fact it had to be the case that there would be rachamim, then that rachamim is integral to everything. And rachamim ultimately is how this world has survival. What is Rashi's point? And in a sense, what is the Torah's point in saying Bar Elokim, if in fact that would not have survived, and that there had to be the incorporation of and partnering with rachamim? So let's see how the Maharal explains this. V'yesh lemar shebo lahagid lecha she'tov hu la'adam she'yiya oimed b'midas adin. It really is best for man to be capable of standing up to and living by the standards that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants, and that man should therefore endeavor, try as hard as possible, to simply follow the letter of the law and be as close to that letter of the law as possible and live a life dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and basically say, "I'm going to try to do it Alpi midas hadin, v'she'ein tzorach l'midas harachmim." That's the point. The point of saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally wanted that the world and how it's working and how it functions, and therefore how it's judged should be din, that's not just theoretical. That means that's how it should be still. And we should all try to abide by that standard. Sha'arei kach haya ritzayn neshal makam betchila. Livroi say b'midas ha-din. That's what Hashem really wanted. Mizet tira shekachu chafetz over ritzono. That's still what he wants. Rak mepnei shein ha'olam yochel hiskayem. But because we wouldn't survive, the world wouldn't survive, so of course, therefore, he also brought in all the ingredients of mercifulness, all of rachamim. How wonderful is that person? Praise be the one who can live by the higher standard and fulfill Hashem's wishes in accordance with midas hadin. It's interesting that this idea, Allah b'machshava, the Gaon says, is mentioned in the Gemara Menachos, the famous Gemara Menachos that says that when Rabbi Akiva was taken from this world, Al Kiddush Hashem, and his flesh combed off of his body, and it was torture, and in heaven the voices asked God, Zutayra v'zuschara? So the Gaon notes that the answer there was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kach Allah b'machshava lefonai. So the Gaon says, that Kach Allah b'machshava lefonai is to say that I wanted originally for the world to be entirely run al pi din. What's happening to Rabbi Akiva is because he is such a tzaddik that in his case, we are bringing back that standard of din. And that's why the Gemara in Menachos says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses the words, Kach Allah b'machshava lefanai.
Beforehand.
At the time of Bereshis.
At the time of creation.
That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means.
In front of me.
That's what he means when he says, this is Rabbi Akiva, so it's b'machshava lefanai. I'm going to have that standard of din. And that's what the Guri Aryeh, what the Maral now means when he says, Ashrei, wow, how praiseworthy is that person, Mishayach Alamud B'midas Adin, Vayin Tzaruch L'Rachamim. Let's continue. Amnam, true, Davar Zeh, Hu Iker, Seid, Seder Ha'olam. This is so important because this is a basic idea, it's a foundational idea as to how the world was created and continues to run. V'yaduahu. And this is the Maharal's take now. Don't think that the world was created in a shutfus. The Maharal sees it a bit differently. This shutfus means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world alpi and with midas hadin, and then uses rachamim for it to survive. Kiyum shelo einoi rak berachamim. But Bereshis Bara Elohim, it's in din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that is to be a certain way, and he wishes for it and still wants it to be a certain way. And is desirous of to try to, for us to try to abide by that standard and live by that standard. But in order to make it possible to survive, since we won't always succeed to live by that standard, of course there is rachamim in this world. The kiyum of the world is with Hashem's, and by virtue of Hashem's tremendous mercy. Because Sha'af Shemayim le'zochu b'din, the concept that he is mentioning, Af Shemayim le'zochu b'din, is a pasuk in Iyov. Hein b'kdoishev le'yamin v'shemayim le'zochu b'einov. Even Shemayim, which is created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not perfect. Maral posits that anything that's created is imperfect by nature. The only thing perfect is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The purely metaphysical, holy one himself is perfect. Everything else has a flaw. Ki kol advarim hagashmiim hem yotzim in adin b'tzad she'enam ba'alei tzura mufshates. They're not metaphysical. And so anything physical has to be imperfect. And if it's imperfect, it survives and it has a kiyum. It continues because of Hashem's mercifulness.
Doesn't that go against what it says, God created Adam in his image?
In his image means that man is able to have that seichel, to think, to conceive, to have all of that which is indeed sichli. But that's not to say that man is entirely like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the essence of man. But man is a physical being, hence imperfect. Let alone with the institution of Yetzer Hara, what man becomes. Vav ha-malachim, even the malachim, they are also imperfect. Ulefichach, lo hayo lehem kiyum bedin, im lo shataf, shem rachamim im hadin. Therefore, there had to be rachamim brought in. And then he says, look at the original medrash, ubebreshis rabah, lo yamrin sham sha'ala b'machshava. That's not the lashon of the medrash. Rak shenivra b'shneyem. In other words, he is saying that Rashi is not exact in saying that it was Allah b'machshava, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, oh, it won't work, so therefore I'm not going to be using din. No! He in fact took the world to the state of being created yeshma'ayin by the power of din. Then in order for it to survive, he says, now we must have rachman. Let's look at the next citation, which is from Tferes Yisrael, of the Maral, toward the end of Perek Chavav in Tferes Yisrael. K'may shetimtze b'chol habriya, sheyotzos lepoyal b'koyach shem Elohim. It is by virtue of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the one to ask, demand, expect. That's how he created the world. Shehu midas hadin. Va'achar ma'ase bereishis, after ma'ase bereishis, nishtatef rachamim im shem Elohim. Kisham mazkir habriya v'tikun habriya. So here the Tiferes Yisrael says it this way. Hashem said, I'm creating a world in din. It won't survive. Tikkun habriya. Now I need to fix it. How do I fix it? I'm going to bring in the ingredient of rachamim. So that's why the Maral says, throughout Sheish Yishmei Bereishis and all of that which we read in the first chapter of Bereishis, it's Elohim, 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 Elohim. And then, when describing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about rachamim so that the world would survive, Perek Beis Pasuk Dalid says, Eile toldois hashamayim v'haaretz b'hi barom, b'yoyim asois Hashem Elohim eretz v'shamayim. The point of the Torah is that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu fashioned a world in din and then added the midas harachamim so that it would be metukan. That's tikkun habriya. Ki etzem hatoilodov hayitzia lepoel bilvad nizka b'sheishis yimei bereishis. All of that which was Hashem's creation from naught is mentioned in the first chapter in Bereishis. Uksiv sham Elohim bilvad. Abol ato mazkir hayitzia lepoel v'gam tikkun habriya. The pasuk of B'yom Asois Hashem Elohim Eretz V'Shamayim is also telling us now about how Hashem created it so that it'll last, so it'll survive. So it's very different than, the Rashi, which seems to say, and if, truthfully, if you read the Rashi carefully, you realize that even Rashi is not saying that there was no din. He says that there was a shutfus. But the Maral says the shutfus was with the din coming first and the world being created al pi din, and that's a standard we should seek to live by. But in order for it to work and for us to survive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in his mercifulness, there will be rachamim. There will be rachamim. In the Nesivas Olam, in Nesiv HaAvoda, he's talking about the first bracha of Birchas HaMazon. Ba'avur Shemoy HaGadol. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for us, Ba'avur Shemoy HaGadol. Toward the end of the fourth line, where the arrow tells us where to begin, Va'od. Ki HaParnasa Hu Kiyum HaAdam. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for us, so that we're able to eat and survive. That's Kiyum. Now, Kiyum is, as he has begun to tell us in Tiferes Yisrael, something that sometimes might have to have great rachmanis, that we wouldn't deserve kiyum in din, but with rachamim, we're granted kiyum. Ki apranosa hu kiyum ha'adam, v'shem havaya hu shenoysin havaya v'kiyum la'olam. It's yudke vavke that provides for us and allows the world to survive, otherwise in din it wouldn't. And that's why we say in our benching every day, ba'avur shemoy ha'gadol. Because it's that yudke vavke that provides for us. That's midas harachmim. The whole world only survives because of b'yayim asayis Hashem Elokim. And now he quotes that pasuk. U'lekach achar shebara ha'olam v'ha'olam tzorich l'kiyum. After creating the world via din, and now but the world needs to survive. Miyad zocher Hashem hazeh b'yayim asayis Hashem Elokim eretz v'shamayim. Then he just goes on, as an aside, he goes on to say a beautiful thing. Halel HaGadol, Ki Le'olam Chasdoi, Ki Le'olam Chasdoi, Ki Le'olam Chasdoi. 26 psukim. The 26 psukim are Keneged Yudke Vavke. Yudke Vavke is Gematria
26.
So, Ba'avur Shema HaGadol, Ki Le'olam Chasdoi. There are 26 great chasadim corresponding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Yudke Vavke. And the final great chesed is Noisein Lechem Lechol Basar that he provides for us. Now, everyone knows that the writings of many of the great thinkers in the Hasidic world took a great deal from the Maharal. Turn over the page and we see a fascinating Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes, Tafresh Lamed Zayin. Rashi, Olam B'machshava Livra Ois B'midas Adin V'ra'a She'en Ha'olam Miskayim Shitef Midas Rachmim. Says the Sfas Emes, V'chas V'sholem Shehiya Chazara Ba'achrayna. What do you think? Kadosh Baruch Hu has changed his mind? Of course not. Rak She'bevadai Kach Tzorech Lehiyos Gam L'mato. We have to here in this world endeavor to live so properly and correctly that we would stand even in din. Kirutzayin ha'adam u'machshavtoi tzarech liyos. Our desire has to be, and our thoughts and our kavanas should be, la'asos u'lekayim hakol mamish kedin u'kirutzayin ha'bayre. Because that's what the Maharal says. The real raison d'etre of creation was for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have people do exactly as he understands is good, and follow what he wishes as he knows is good, and to do it with such careful, scrupulous adherence to the will of God as to stand up in din. We're not able to completely live with fidelity to that and accomplish everything so perfectly. Therefore, acha kach shitev midas harachmim. Aval harotzein tzorech liyos bedin. Now he says a fascinating thing. V'noida ki machsheves ha'odom nogea b'sheresh ha'machshava. Whatever thoughts a man has, that's how he links up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thoughts. Our machshava and our kavanos are there where we are linking up to and connecting to the machshavos of the Rabbanu Shalom Kivayachal. The source of all machshava, which is Hashem. Umaisav, whatever we do, b'sherish hamaisa. That links up to and connects to the source of anything that's possibly done, which again is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who makes it possible for the being of a mitzvah, a doing of a mitzvah. Life is sustained because of the maisa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to perform, and again, we connect to Hashem in our machshava to His machshava, in our ma'isa to His ma'isa. V'lochein ola b'machshava b'midas hadin sheharotzen yiyeh bedin. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is we should have like His machshava. What was His original machshava? Din. So that's what our machshava should be. I want to do it right, like His machshava was. Now, in the end, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? L'maisa, he was Meshatef Midas Arachamim. Okay, so the same thing will happen when we do our ma'isa, and it needs a little bit of help, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us, and we'll be able to succeed in our mitzvahs and avoid our averus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help when it comes to the act itself, when it comes to the ma'isa.
We have a kind of a di'eved world.
It's not a di'eved. It's a reality.
Okay.
But there is a little bit of a di'eved, because but it's reality, yes.
Yeah.
That's why the Pasuk in Tehillim says, "Lekel Gomer Alai V'Zehu Barachmim." So that we are always going to try and have machshavas that are driving us to try, make every effort to do everything perfectly in din. But of course, we know that we're going to end up having to have with Hashem's rachmim our success. Mm-hmm. Even qualified success. But that's how the world itself was created. It was machshava of Hashem that was din, and then lamaisa, he brought in rachman. The same thing will happen for us. Our machshavas should do it perfect. And when it comes practically to how we're going to live, it's going to be with Hashem's help. And it's going to be al yaday rachman. And in the next piece, in Tafrei Shlamet Ches, he says, point blank, the more we try that it should be right, as what we would call in accordance with din, to that extent, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us with Midas HaRachmim. And that's where we have that arrow there. Im kol zeh hashituf bo al yedei hamachshava v'harotzein laseis kiritzein yisbarach. In other words, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to behave is with as much of the drive and striving to do it right as Midas HaDin would have it, and to the extent that we do that, to that extent, the Kodesh Baruch Hu will then include and grant Rachamim and put Rachamim into the mix. So that the entire goal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in having Din as the high standard is not lost on us. It's not like it evaporated the moment the Kadosh Baruch Hu, quote unquote, saw that the world would not be able to have a kiyum, wouldn't be able to survive. He wanted to create a world where we will cause rachamim, and we will cause him to help us with rachamim, and he will, commensurate with how much we care to do it right, he will respond with rachamim. So what the Tzfasimus now does is say that this is not just history, but it's dynamic, it's ongoing. This is how our lives are lived. This is how we accomplish what we do. We accomplish what we do because we try to do it right and to do it in the best possible way in accordance with din. And to the extent that we do make such efforts and care that much, we will succeed because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond to us like he did at the time of Bereishis, and he will show rachamim and help us succeed. So that's how the Sfas Emes takes this Maharal and this idea of the Shituf of rachamim and says that it's something that we incorporate into our lives all the time. That by trying to be as perfect as and as upstanding as we can possibly be, and live our lives in mitzvah saseh, and lois saseh, with as much of that highest standard, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us. And with his rachamim, we'll be able to succeed to a greater extent because of our machshava of wanting it to be in din. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be meshatef, shituf midas rachamim in our lives, in our accomplishments, in our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, from Yerushalayim, always with great success.